Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. The title of this program is Letting Go. I have a tendency to put everything in its place and have a place for everything. Consequently, I have difficulty in letting go. I try to figure things out and fix it or put it in its place. One of my frustrations is having someone come along and move things from where I put them. My husband laughs and goes for coffee when I, in frustration, will empty out the tool shed, clean it up, and put it all in order trying to find something. There she goes again. Everyone ducks and goes for coffee but me. Well, I know I put it here. Where is it? Many a time I have searched the yard, the recycle bins, the house, the flower beds, in the tomato plants, looking for a tool, only to get frustrated when I can't seem to find it. The positive thing is the tool shed gets a thorough cleaning, but the negative is I'm fuming and the pleasure of doing what I was about to do is gone. Now the interesting thing is when I stop and ask God where it is, more times than not, I am led to the very thing I'm looking for. Go figure. God is in the details. Yes, he cares about my trial and my frustration. So why didn't I go to him sooner? What is he trying to teach me? And how important is my trial in the greater scheme of things? What is it about having things in order that drives me nuts when they are out of order? I ponder some of the silliest things sometimes. I wonder if God gets all worked up when I'm not in order. I can just see it now, the pacing and throwing things out. Was that an earthquake? Really? I know you're probably laughing by now, but it isn't funny. Well, maybe a little bit. Now, a legalistic person will hear this and go off. Allow a little advice here. Go for coffee. Letting go, not sweating the small stuff, is a difficult thing to do. I know. Many a time I have found myself tired and stressed because I felt as if I had to do it all and do it not well, but perfectly. That is an impossible task. The most difficult area in which I struggle to let go is in ministry. I have the idea that God is going to do an exceptional thing in my life. He is preparing me and fitting me for some extraordinary thing, and wait for it, well, where is it? Earlier in ministry, I had this talk with board members who all thought I needed to advertise my talents and put myself out there, so to speak. I believed God was telling me not to do that. He would take care of that. Well, things didn't turn out the way we thought it would. Interestingly enough, the impact around the world this ministry has had is mind-boggling at times. Imagine if I would have tried to fix it. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Stillness, what a concept. We can't hear till we stop, let go, and listen. God is in the stillness in the midst of drudgery. I am reminded of the prophet Elijah running himself into a state of exhaustion trying to escape from Jezebel and her threat to kill him. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 12, and there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said unto him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" So he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." Then he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Elijah thought he was all alone doing the work of the Lord, when in fact there were 7,000 others. Some of us fear that if we let go and sit still for a minute, that things aren't going to get done and we are failing God. We begin to think of ourselves as more important than what we are when we are caught up in the busyness of our ministry or life. We don't see or hear clearly until we are still. You'd be surprised at all you can see when you stop, let go, and take it all in. He is doing things with a little bit than you could possibly do in a lifetime. Eureka! I found my trowel! Oh, the beauty of flowers and tomatoes and trees and roses. What a fragrance. Discover them today. Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you for your grace, your love, and patience with me. I am determined to take more time to be still and listen, to let go of the things that drive me into frustration. May your peace and presence guide me in the stillness of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.